No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Welcome back to the John and Wayne Show. It's Tuesday. Wayne and I feel like I have taken the most from this community because I got to spend back-to-back weeks with Wayne Breezy. It was incredible. How are you, my friend?
I'm almost well rested. Almost.
I ain't even close.
I already know. All right. But I'm almost there. I could feel it. You can always feel when you know you're getting well rested. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like just being able to celebrate a victory was so dope. And to do it on the East Coast, because I went to the store yesterday, I think, and this lady stopped me. It was just like, I can't remember what she said. She was just like, oh, yeah, you guys whipped the Giants. I was like, we sure did. But I didn't realize it was her team, but she didn't make it seem like it was her team.
Oh.
I thought she was a Niners fan. She was like, yeah, we whipped the Giants. And I'm like, we sure did. And she was like, that was my team. And I'm like, well, my bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? What do you want me to say? You know?
Wayne always wearing red, but I bet you're wearing red every day this week to the grocery store, everywhere. Just nothing but.
Absolutely. All red out. Red out. You know what I mean? Oh.
I love it, man. So we are talking 49ers, the win against the Giants for sure. We got Rams week. Now the NFL trade deadline is a mere hours away, and deals are popping like this. We are recording this as currently 10:02 p.m. Pacific time, 1:02 East Coast time, and there are 3 hours left, 2 hour 58 minutes left before the trade deadline ends. So we're going to be talking some 49ers possibilities. And again, if you listen to this later, audio, whatever, just know we started this show at 10, and we'll be constantly refreshing Twitter and all that kind of crazy stuff. But yeah, like Sauce Gardner just got traded for multiple first round picks. You've got rumors that not only the 49ers, but the Bears and Cowboys and so many other teams are looking for edge rush help. Where do you stand, Wayne? On one, do you want the Niners to trade for somebody? And two, probably more importantly, will they trade for somebody else?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I can see if we were like light years away from competing, but we're not. You know, our record says we're not. And so, like, I understand that we lost a couple of players, you know, key players, you know what I mean? In Bosa, Fred Warner. And they're irreplaceable, but that doesn't mean that you can't go out there and spend and bring in somebody that can help you to continue to compete. And I know that the Niners are looking to win a Super Bowl this year. I don't want to hear that they're not trying. Bump that. Let this be the year that you win it all for many reasons, not just because you're playing at home, but because you lost two comrades that's sacrifice blood, sweat, and mother freaking tears, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, this would be a great year, even though they can't really be part of it as far as participating on the field, but they'll be there. And so I think they should go out and try to get somebody to help solidify mainly the pass rush, you know. And it's unfortunate that we lost Mykel Williams for the year to the ACL injury, to an ACL injury. But they'll find other guys to set the edge. But we need somebody else to come in here that can just be a very disruptive force up front. And there's plenty of teams that look like they're selling, from Miami to New York, all them AFC East teams, knowing that they're not competing for it. They know they're not contending. The Niners are 6-3, and we're contending, period.
Yeah, 6-3. And again, like, you look at just the standings, that's the thing that, like, I'm going to keep going back to. Yeah, you're currently third in the NFC West. You're in the toughest division of football. The Rams and Seahawks, they're playing as well as any team in the NFL currently. Sam Darnold and, you know, Matt Stafford, MVP candidates, you know, with what they've accomplished. But, man, you own all the tiebreakers. You've beaten them both already. You're at Rams week this week. You play Seattle week 18. You have the most conference wins in the entire freaking NFC. You have more conference wins than any other team in the NFC. Six. Yeah, six. The next closest team are the Eagles. They're 5-1, but nobody else has five. So, like, you're 2-3 wins up. Like, the Rams have one conference win. One. You got six. So the Niners have already gone through the NFC and the NFC West for the most part. Golly, man. Like, so here's my tension, right? My tension is this. The Niners 100% should be adding. The Niners 100% should be finding people that will help this year and next year. I like that. And that, you know, Lynch has echoed that. Shanahan has echoed that every chance they have. We're not looking for rentals. We're looking for foundational pieces moving forward. If that's the case, now cost is the question. And this is where the tension exists, I believe. I don't think the Niners want to spend a healthy amount of draft capital for somebody they're going to add this year. I don't think that they want to. You look at the Keon White deal. You look at the Brian Robinson deal. You look at the Sky Moore deal. I think that they are going to continue win with what we have. Let's get some supplemental pieces, but everybody wanting that blockbuster trade, and maybe I am wrong. I'm wrong all the time. But I just think that this is going to be something that's, again, another one of those kind of fifth, sixth rounders, you know, pick swap, whatever else. So,
see, I slightly disagree because I don't think a third round pick is a blockbuster trade. I think that's mediocre standard what the Niners like to do. You look at the picks, the players that we get, what are we giving up? Third rounders. Now, if you were going out to get a guy that has some type of caliber like the Christian McCaffrey, where it was a second rounder or vice versa, yeah, that's blockbuster. When we talk about third rounders, I mean, these are standards. You talk about top 100 guys. And the Niners, we got a couple of top 100 guys that we got a top 100 player that ain't even on the football field right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, at this point, I don't think they necessarily care about these third round picks being in the top 100, you know what I mean? So if there's a guy that they could get that they feel like can help move the needle, they will go out and spend a third round pick. I don't classify that as blockbuster.
First and second round picks I see as blockbusters.
Okay.
Third round, there's a big cutoff. We do our draft work.
Right.
Like that top 45, 50 players list.
Hell,
and then it's a drop.
Drop.
So like.
Oh, my bad. I had the music in my head. Go ahead. Keep going.
I felt it.
No, you're right.
I felt it. That was when Mario went into the underworld. Anyway, now, and there are some, you know, let's talk just briefly about our enemies, who I hate. Seattle just traded a fourth and fifth round pick to the Saints in exchange for wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. He's a deep threat. Sam Darnold's lighting it up. The Cooper Kupp has not worked out. Nah. I try telling everybody that Cooper Kupp
he's done. His days are done.
D-U-N. It's over. And so they go get a guy, and Rashid Shaheed played very well against us.
He's a burner. He's a burner.
They spent. And they're 6-2. They're going all in. What are your thoughts on the Seattle trade? Does this affect the Niners' approach to any of this?
We don't play them until the last game of the season, so, like, no. You know what I mean? Now, you talk about playoffs potentially. You know what I'm saying? You know, but they got to beat who they got to beat, and we got to beat who we need to beat in order for us to even face each other in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So, right, like I said, this if we played them again earlier, yeah, because we got to deal with the speed of Rashid Shaheed. This is a guy that definitely gets lost in the sauce, takes the top over the defense. You saw what happened to us with Tampa when they used Tez Johnson, who kind of has that kind of like elusive elite speed over the top. And so we know where our team struggles. Now, look, I'm not saying that the Niners need to go all in on some edge rusher, but man, if Minkah Fitzpatrick is available, what's up, folks? I mean, yeah. Like the one position. If you told me, John, we can win with bodies up front and just rotate bodies up front, I'd be like, okay, but then what are we doing on the back end, sir? So it's one or the other. It's either you go with a good body up front, good rotation up front with a good key edge setter, or you fix the back end. And I'm cool with either way they go, but they need to address both positions if possible. I mean, Justin Simmons is still available. I don't think he was injured. I just thought he wanted money. Why can't that be the guy? Why can't you go and say, okay, Jed, look, Jed, I need you right now. We got cap space, but we need this upfront money. We need that portion. Why would Jed say no? The Niners are 6-3, and the Super Bowl can be played at home. Pay Justin Simmons. Don't give up the draft capital for Minkah Fitzpatrick and still go get and still trade for an edge rusher. There's so many ways. If I was John Lynch, that I would be trying to bolster up this roster.
Yeah. And I mean, they're out there, but like we've always seen this from Lynch. We're not overpaying. You overpaid. I don't even think you overpaid.
Do you mean overpay in draft capital, right?
Yeah. Like they say, this is what we're going to pay.
Yes.
If you don't want it, don't take it.
Don't take it.
Do you remember like the Chase Young deal?
Yep.
They were like, dude, this is all we're offering. If you don't want it, cool. You trade him somewhere else.
Yep.
He goes to bed, and John Lynch was like, dude, I went to bed thinking, yeah, there's no way that's going to get done. We got a call in the morning. It went through. Like the Niners, the guys that the Niners are trying to trade for, John Lynch has already said, we'll pay this. And the teams are like, well, we want more. And John Lynch shoulder shrugs. This is what we're going to pay.
I got a question. I got a proposal for you, right? I know we don't overpay because we've overpaid before and it's burnt us. That's why we don't overpay. Let's talk about this like this. Let's just say Robert Saleh is advocating to get Quinnen Williams from the Jets.
That's a first round pick, man.
You think you can get him you think he's going to be a first round?
That's a second rounder minimum.
That's blockbusters. Now we're talking blockbuster.
Yeah.
Would you do the blockbuster? You're getting a first round talent for a second round pick.
My issue is you already have so much youth at that defensive tackle room.
But they're not him. So you still progress them, but slowly. The youth aren't getting paid for another 3-4 years. So now you bring in you finally fix the anchor of that defense, which is the middle. Saleh gets his guy back. Okay.
If we're giving a second round pick for Quinnen Williams, yes.
We gave a second round pick for Christian McCaffrey. Because
we gave a second, third, fourth, and fifth for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'm just saying we'll probably give up more for Quinnen. But my point is, would you make a blockbuster deal for a player that can solidify the middle? I think that's what
I'd
I'm
give
asking.
Up a second. I would give up a second for Quinnen Williams. I don't know why the Jets would do that.
Because they just traded Sauce.
But right, like, are they going to unload everything?
I think they're trying to rebuild. This is an Aaron Glenn defense. Those aren't Aaron Glenn players.
He's signed for 3 more seasons. So
that would be beautiful.
Well, 2 more, technically. I'm sorry. So 2025, 2026, 2027.
Either way, it's beautiful. It's like Mona Lisa sitting in front of my face because you just told me what John said. I mean, what Kyle said. John, we want a player now and a player tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that, even though Sundays aren't promised.
Yeah, I'd give a second for Quinnen. I'm big on you got to rebuild through the draft.
Yes.
I just don't know why the Jets would take a second. I'm pretty sure somebody would.
Because now they got 2 first, and then they'll have an extra second.
Yeah. I would. Yeah, yeah. I'd give up a second for Quinnen.
I know you're saying you don't know why the Jets would do it, but if I'm the – I think that's what the Jets would do. Like, I mean, now they're – because now they're rebuilding his own – he's building the mold the way he wants to build his defense. Hmm. One of the picks is going to be a quarterback.
Biggie says, right, can we do a second Jair Brown? Now we're talking.
I mean, we can do Jair, Jake Brendel. Anybody else we need to go?
Pack up.
I'll pack them up. Pack them in. Yeah.
I'll take you there.
What's going on, sis?
I'll be open airport, but I'll take you. Vicky, the sis, man, she's the best. I just want to say shout out to the Morgan family. We love you guys. You are the best. Thank you for the super chat. She says, I'm shocked Sunday's game hasn't been flexed to Sunday Night Football yet.
Oh, and the Rams?
So, yeah, the Rams. I mean, shoot.
Do you think the issue is the reason why it might not be flexed is because the Niners are a heavy power team? You get what I mean? Because when you look at us, we're not power ranked heavy. And whenever I talk about power rankings, John, people be like, oh, it don't matter. But then they'll give the explanation, well, we don't have all of our players. And I'd be like, well, our record is still good. So do you think that weighs in on why we might not be flexed?
I think that's part of it. And they have to be flexed. What's it called? It says games must be eligible for flex, meaning they must be Sunday afternoon games, not existing primetime games. I get that. And they can only flex two. From weeks 5 to 10, they can only flex two games. We already got flexed once.
So you mean a team can only be flexed twice?
So like the decision has to be made by the networks.
Aha,
and there's rules built into it.
Right.
And so SNF, Sunday Night Football, gets to flex twice. From weeks 5 to 10. They already did one.
The network gets to flex twice. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
We did get.
And you have to give 12 days notice. We've already that window.
That, yeah.
Because like it was gonna be, you know, Washington's prime time. That was Jaden Daniels before the injury, Sam Darnold before the injury. Like, so that's probably why that 12-day notice. Now weeks 14 to 17, only 6 days notice. And week 18, 6 days. No, I'm learning about this.
Oh, I'm seeing. I didn't realize that they had different.
They change it every year.
Okay.
We cannot be flexed now, but it should be. I mean, this should be the game of the week, man. You're talking about.
I still think it's game of the week. It doesn't have to be the game that's flexed, but I still think it's game of the week. I thought the afternoon game, which felt like a night game last week, Bills and Chiefs. Yeah. I thought that was game of the week.
Awesome. Man, we ate good food, watched that game. We got down for the first time.
Did we not? And we got to watch them lose. Everything was perfect.
Shout out to my man, Nick Parra, the godfather, the mayor of New Jersey.
Shout out to the Gold Rush Gear crew, man. They in the building.
If you want the best gear, just go to SF Gold Rush Gear, Gold Rush Gear on Instagram. Trust me, they're going to make you look good. They come to every single one of our events. We partner with them. They are the best of the best. Oh, love you guys, man. Go look good. You want something for Christmas or your birthday? Man, go get a Niners chain. You wear it. Everybody wants to talk to you because you're going to look better than everybody else. Now, the question that I want to talk about next is, Bryce Huff going to play this week? Let's talk about that right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week 1 and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. The holidays are upon us, and who in your family is the hardest to shop for during the holidays? Is it kids, partners, parents, in-laws? Well, Cozy Earth is a gift that they'll truly appreciate. We started with their sheets, and let me just tell you, I'm a super hot sleeper. The wife is exact opposite. Multiple blankets, dog curled up at her feet, whatever else. We went with Cozy Earth sheets. Both of us slept wonderful. It is absolutely off the charts, and here's what's crazy. They're promoting
a 100-night refund, meaning you get the sheets, you can wash them, use them, wash them again, whatever else. 100 nights. If you don't like them, then you can return them. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to return them because they're just such high quality and they stand behind their products. 10-year warranty. So once you feel the level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And if something goes wrong, they'll take care of you. So Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code 49ers Rush, no spaces, 49ERS, RUSH, on top of the site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com, code 49ers Rush, for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last long, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the 49ers Rush podcast. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. The weather might be changing, but the feeling of being right never gets old. So keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how quick and easy it is. You pick two stats, more or less. If they hit, you get paid. George Kittle, more or less than 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey, more or less than 65.5 rush yards. It's that simple. Plus, you play Prize Picks to get action on football in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh man, Wayne, we crushed it on our bets this week. We went 6 of 8. Made some money. So, yeah, hopefully you've been bet with us. We are up big time on the year. We had two down weeks, but we have now had, man, we just finished week nine. Seven good weeks, two bad weeks. Man, we doing all right. We're going to keep grinding. Let's talk Bryce Huff. Because I think that that factors into, like, what if the Niners see it as we have our star pass rusher? We have Bryce Huff.
Yeah, but you...
But I'm you, playing devil's advocate here. That's
no, I get it, but you also, you just lost Mykal Williams. You already had lost Nick Bosa. And Bryce Huff is coming back off of an injury. I just don't think it's enough. You know what I mean?
Enough either.
I just don't think it's enough. I think he was additive. He was the bonus, right? I mean, yeah, he was a guy. We were going to rotate these guys. Now, don't get it twisted. I definitely love Sam Okwuanu. And I didn't know he was even, I the way he left 2 weeks ago in Houston off the cart, came back, that cat was a menace to society.
That might have been my lowest point, man. That Texans game, watching the cart come out for Sam O, who's one of my favorite human beings slash players on this
correct
team. His story is unbelievable. If you don't know it, just type in Sam Okwuanu countdown. We did full episode on this dude, 15 minutes, learn his story. Trust me, he is a legend. But I don't, that was the low point when he got injured and carted off in the Texans. Like, and I felt like it's weird. I felt worse about that than I did the Mykal Williams injury, which Mykal's a better player than Sam O. But like, I feel like Sam O is the microcosm of this 49ers defense. Undrafted free agent transplant, worked into a starting role, two-way player, good pass rusher, good mm-hmm. against the run, always does his job, A-plus effort all the damn time. Like, and I don't think Sam O should be something that should stop you from trading, but I don't know. I just...
I like I said, rotation, cool. We already know Gross Matos on the IR. That's another person you lost. I'm sorry, 4 weeks. He ain't played. He played 1 week, so you might as well just chalk that up to he's this year's version of Javon Hargrave, like Javon Hargrave. Like he's that. That's who he is to me. He's not playing, so you got to figure out what you're going to do. You need more. We got our bye is not till week 14, sir, and so we're gonna be still throwing bodies out there, man. For the next few weeks, you know what I'm saying? Before our guys can even get a break, get a little bit healthy. And so I think this is what the trade deadline is, where you can get a little extra boost. You know what I'm saying? And so I think this is, you know, Keon White. Definitely love the acquisition of Keon White. Played, 33 snaps in the game?
Yeah, look at JP just asked. What do you think about the new defensive end we got?
Yeah, JP played 33 snaps, 25 pass rush. Had the highest win percentage rate as a pass rusher. So he won 31.3% of his snaps, right? So like his pass rush snaps. So that's great because it was like, and here's the funny thing, because it was that and then it was like 15%. So like that's a big jump. If you add Bryce Huff back to that, then yeah, maybe you'll have, it'll be higher as far as a pass rush win rate or whatever, but they're still not, I still think you need a bam out there. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Nick right here, super chat. They need someone. It can't be any regular Joe.
Yeah.
At the right price, of course. These injuries are crazy, but come on, Lynch. Please make a big move. I think that this is the view of fans. This is what Niners faithful wants. Give us something. Like, we've lost talent. Replace it, right? Like, you can't lose all this. You can't have all this expenses without some income. And I'm all into the next man up mentality. I'm in on that. Keon White's nice. Cleveland Farrell, okay. Rotational guy. Made Jackson start soul leave his body for a brief moment. You got to get something else out there. You got to get something else out there. I'm with you, Nick. So, I mean, we're inching closer. And I do have to say shout out to Steven. This comment is 100% truth. The 49ers won't announce a trade until final 5 minutes of the day. This is how they do everything. It's how they do an active.
It's the drama, dog. It's just the drama.
They are the cross your arms across your chest and just wait team. Like, it's just what it is. So, like, they're not trying to be first to anything. That's not what they are. They are, this is our price. We chilling. You don't like it? We chilling.
Yeah, and that's cool, but sometimes, you know, look, I'm not saying that they need to overspend. But I do feel like they need to. This is an opportunity where you can go and get somebody that you've had your eye on for several years, you know, and this is what they normally do. Is that player out there? Is that Christian McCaffrey out there? Is that type of player out there that can help this team, mainly defensively? And I say yes. I believe that player is out there. But you're right. The question is, what are they willing to spend? Now, for a guy like Christian, they overspent. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They overspent. But it's worked. It worked. But we overspent. Like, are we going to be – are we mad at that? I'm not. I'm not mad at what they tend to do, you know, whether they make a mistake or it doesn't work out or whatever. I'm not. Minka Fitzpatrick has to be that overspent player. Quinnen Williams has to be, like, these are, we're talking about, and that's if you can get the teams to trade with you. But those are the players that I feel like you just got to be like, all right, man, these are transcending players. They need they need a shot here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would overspend. I would for those guys.
My counterpoint, and again, I don't disagree with you. I really don't.
I know.
This but is tough. The 49ers motto of younger, cheaper, this is how we have to build moving forward, has worked.
It's working. But so you're right. You know what, John? High five, because you're right. It's working. We're 6-3, but we're running out of bodies. And now you're going to be putting all the young players out there that you were hoping would be able to get out there and spurts, right? Like, it's like, little parts, a little flare here, a little flare there, flare there, flare. That's running out because you lost the ones, you lost the pillars. The pillars are gone.
And it's in the team, too. Did you listen to George Kittle interview where he's like, we got to score 30. Like, the defense, they lost their, you know, two best players. Like, this is just the way it's going to have to be. Like, give some of that comfort to the offense that, hey, it's not all on you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Like I said, I think I'm glad that the mindset of the offense is finally, I feel like the mindset has always been to run the ball. I just feel like teams have been really game planning to take away the run versus the San Francisco 49ers. And when you're dealing with edge rushers that are more quick, more speed, opposed to setting the edge, whatever like that, I mean, the Niners are going to run at you. They ran at Brian Burns. Like, they ran at them smaller guys, right? I would run at them every single time. Like,
dude, Luke Farrell, like, handled.
Bro.
Handled.
Bro, I seen it. Just like Trent Williams put Abdul Carter on his asparagus, bro. He just tossed him. So, remember back in the day, you used to get mushed, and he just mushed him. And it's like, yo, touchdown. Wow. Like, you know what I mean? To Christian McCaffrey. But no, this is I'm just saying, like, I'm glad that the offense is starting to get in sync. You know, every week is going to be different depending on the defense, how they're set up, how they're schematically, you know, ready to play in the Niners. But I still think if you can add some defensive pieces just to keep things at bay, because I didn't think the defense played well on Sunday. I thought they did enough, but I didn't think they were great. You know what I mean? And we've seen great. And I don't know if we ever get back to great. Now we can if we go after certain pieces.
So, okay, here's my question. I'm going to give you some time to think about this. We're so focused on defensive end, like the Niners fan base, because that's where all the injuries keep coming from. So, like, that's part of it. Yeah. So my question to you, and I want you to think about it, is there another position? You talked about safety. Is there another position that you'd be like, you know what? Might need to bring this in or address this as well if that's open. We're going to talk about that right after this, right here.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Wayne, did you know in the last 2 weeks that you and I were together, we had over 2,000 people come to 49ers Rush events?
Like, really?
That is insane. Yeah, wow. Houston was...
That's why I don't have a voice, because I was saying, I was screaming hello to everybody.
People, like, and that's, like, the coolest thing in the world. And so I want to say thank you to anybody that's come out, brought your kids, came by yourself, whatever. It seems like everybody had a pretty good time, which is... always kind of the goal. You know, we worked so freaking hard to set that up, but we're not done for this year. Even though the majority of our trips are done, we've got three more to go. Did you know the 49ers have played the most road games in the NFL so far this season?
Man, I can't wait till they get to that home stretch, man. They could just chillax, you know?
It's coming. So we still got Arizona in 2 weeks, Cleveland in a month, and then we're going to end up with that Monday night football game against the Colts. We get to play against Sauce now. Not sure that's a good thing. Are you going to get Danny Dimes, who is terrible? Are you going to get Indiana Jones, who is amazing? So go on there, get your tickets now. They're as cheap as they're ever going to get on there. So once we sell a certain amount, we have to like rent more space, more food, more whatever. And so our cost kind of goes up there. So please check that out. And shout out to Niner Vega with the super chat. I would give a second for a great player in a heartbeat since we're getting one for Max Jones next year. Oh man, I'm already getting all the Mac Jones trade and how much would you give up and this or that, and whatever else. I feel you. But, yeah, I appreciate you, Niner Vega. I think Wayne 100% agrees with you. I would do a second-round pick for a young player that you get for 2 to 3 years, but it's got to be cost-effective. Like, that's the thing. Like, money and, like, people talk about Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or something. Like, there's no room on the future whatever for players like that. There's just not. It's Niners going to be up against it. Younger and cheaper. Younger and cheaper. So if they fall in the great category, younger and cheaper, sure. 100% in. So any thoughts there, Wayne?
Yeah. I mean, the money, the salary cap, all that crap, man, I just feel like if there's a will, there's a way. You can make it work. You can find a way to make stuff work if that's what you want. If you want that, you will make it happen. You know what I mean? It might cost you something later on down the line, but if you want it, you know, something, you would go after it, you would get it and deal with whatever you got to deal with later on. I mean, you see teams do it all the time. I mean, the Eagles do it. And so, look, I just think, like you said, the Niners have a way, right? And their way, if there's a player that they want, they will go get that player.
We'll find a way. Channeling my inner Jurassic Park Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. One of my favorite actors of all time.
Well, there it is. Yeah, he's the best, man.
What was his first movie that you saw him in? I know mine, but what was your
the
first?
The Fly was.
The Fly, like, bro. Yeah. That was that, bro. Man, yeah. I was about to say, yeah, The Fly.
So 80s. Good, man. Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Oh, all right. Now, back to the original question before I cut us off so rudely. Other positions. Offensive line. Is that solved in-house with Ben Bartsch, Spencer Burford?
No, like, I mean, the offensive line is not solidified. But, I mean, unless you're going to – which – the Niners and offensive linemen. I know the Commanders got those two offensive linemen on the block. Do they fit here? That's my question. Will they fit this offensive scheme? And if it's a yes, maybe you do. Right.
I take a center.
I'll take a center.
I don't,
you know,
centers don't get traded often.
I mean, if there's a team, like, I know there was a take out there saying that they should go after Jackson Powers Johnson from the Raiders.
Yes.
But why would the Raiders trade him?
Because the Raiders, they're just a terrible organization with a terrible owner and a terrible coach, and not a terrible coach, but like,
I just don't know why the Raiders would trade that caliber of an offensive lineman. Is what I'm trying to say.
Doesn't happen often. No.
But if they were up to it, that's what I'm going for. Absolutely, that's the guy I wanted to draft. Remember, that was the kid from the Super Bowl. I was like, this kid could move mountains. Yeah.
Look at Nick. Appreciate it. Super Chat. It says, okay, John Chapman Lynch, you got your GM cap on. I'm just saying, like, make it make sense from every angle. Like, yeah, I want to trade for Miles Crosby and Miles Garrett and Justin Simmons. Like, you know, all of us want to do that.
Yeah. I know we got to talk about the cap, right? But there's ways to make the cap work.
Yeah.
We could backload contracts. We could restructure contracts. There's so many ways to make it happen. I mean, we'll be in debt till 2077,100 billion, but that's the Niners' motto. Now they're trying to kind of, like, you see what they did this year. You know, they're trying to, you know, shave some of that stuff away, right? I mean, we got that number one team in dead money and all that crap. So I get it. Like, it doesn't make sense financially. But you can make it work. They can make it happen if they wanted to. It all depends on that player, man. If it was the player that they wanted, that they felt like they could come in here, it could be a position like it could be a position that we're not even thinking about. You know, if they felt like there was a player that could come in here and do something, I think they would do it.
Oh, I like it. Shade. Thank you, man. He said, big time super chat coming in. Love and support to these two great guys. Speaking of center, thought on Brindle possibly coming back. Dude, I hate seeing that. Well, no, let me say this.
Maybe it'll be healthy.
I want Jake Brindle back. Dude, Matt Hennessy's game was awesome.
Awful. You said awesome?
I thought it was great.
He had a great coming in game. He had a bad second game.
That dude played against Dexter Lawrence every play.
His first start was against Houston.
Houston, not good.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So a not great good. Coming in game for the injury. He had a bad second game and a good third game. I don't know if it was
And it wasn't great.
It was good.
It was good. And he got beat on a couple plays that didn't affect the team in a negative way. But, man, you see him on, like, the second quarter when the Niners started running the ball, like, really, really well. Watch 61. Hustle his ass downfield, getting blocks and sticking on blocks, 15 yards downfield. You've never seen that one day in your life from Jake Brindle. Ever.
So how would you average that out, though? Like, bad first game start. Bad first start, good second start.
I would take the effort, energy, and attitude of Hennessy over Jake Brindle's apathy and just stopping and watching people play. Like, remember probably one of the biggest plays this year was when they pushed CMC into the end zone, right? Like, for that touchdown, once he got stopped at the 3-yard line, Pooney and McKivitz and, you know, everybody's there, Connor Colby.
He was just standing there?
You can't do that with Jake Brindle. If Jake Brindle was in the game, that does not happen. And so now you're running the ball. Guess what? The 49ers were 4 of 5 in the red zone and ran the 80%. Ball efficiently. Yeah. The running game is better with MattHennessy.com. Like,
I agree.
Over.
I agree 1,000%. I just don't see how Jake Brindle gets his job back, but I just have a funny feeling Jake Brindle's getting his job back.
I'm telling you right now, he's getting his job back.
Yeah.
Because he's got blackmail pitchers on Shanahan and Chris Forster, and they do not care about putting the best player out there. Yeah, you like that? That is not their prerogative, sadly. Yeah. And it ain't Jake Brindle. I know they love him.
I do want to say that the Niners would have been 5 for 5 in the red zone, but what happened was we didn't get this pass interference call that we should have got on Juwan Jennings when he was clearly wrapped around. Guy doesn't even turn his head. You know what I'm saying? But hey. They didn't call it, so.
Yeah, it's there. Look at this. Monkey, appreciate Super Chat, my friend. What really sucks is the one seed is legit open to anyone. There's no real standout team, and, of course, we're injured beyond belief. Still in contention, though. So, like, you go back to the standings, right, of the NFC, which, man, awesome. It's there. 6-2. That's the one seed right now. 6-2. So you're one game back. And again, any tiebreakers, Niners win because they have no division losses. They have the most conference wins.
Yeah, that's why this game is the most important game, because you have an opportunity not only to win another game in your division, but to take down the league leaders in the division, sweep them, and definitely separate yourself from the Rams. Because right now the Rams are the favorites by a lot of polls to win this division. I get how, because they're probably the most complete team, so it makes sense.
Most healthy.
And that's what I mean. They're most healthy team, so it makes sense, and they're complete. That's what I meant by being healthy. They're pretty much there. But, man, Mac Jones for the win again. That's how I'm looking at it. Unless Brock
already
plays.
Beat him once, man.
Yeah.
And Shanahan versus McVay, dude's 8-4 against him. 8-4. The Rams should win the game. They have the more complete roster.
Yeah.
Like, that is factual.
It's healthy. It's definitely healthy. Now we're saying the same thing. That's funny.
It's just what it is. Most injured team versus the most healthy team in the NFL. They're riding a hot streak. I get it. But, man, you got to play the game.
Got to play the game. My question to you is this, though. Should we go after a corner? Are you willing to just let Green continue to develop and let those guys continue to develop?
The Niners bet so big on Renardo Green. They brought in no competition. And a couple things. Like, Renardo Green was bad the first month of the season, first five weeks, first six weeks of the season. He's coming off his best game, though.
But he wasn't healthy.
He got his neck, and then he started playing tentative.
I'm curious to know if he's starting to heal.
Dude, that game he just had was awesome.
Yeah, he was locked.
If he plays like that, and you got Demo on the other side, who maybe had probably his worst game, but like still quality football. Like, it's not like Demo was bad, but hasn't given up a touchdown 2 years. He gave up two in one game. Like,
Of those were on Demo? I thought just the one was
tackle.
On Demo.
Did they attribute both of them to him? Let me see.
I know one was on that cat because he tackled like a little biatch. Sorry.
They gave one to Upton Stout, and then the one where he got ran over.
Yeah. He didn't even get ran over. He hit him.
He just quit.
Bingo! And I think that right there is what really pissed me off.
Yeah, the coach in me loses my freaking mind. Like, I could deal with getting beat sometimes.
I'm sorry,
but not
Logan.
Mentally, but just like quitting. I don't do quit.
I never seen him quit. I mean, the only thing I could think of was this, that he felt like he hit him enough and that he thought the momentum was going to drive him out of bounds. That's a big guy, though. So, like, it didn't. It didn't drive him out of bounds. Unfortunately. And then it was just like, I still got to make the tackle, whatever. I don't know.
And this is where I want to spend, a little bit more time on. Thank you, that guy. What does it say about the 49ers that they do beat the Rams again? If you go 4-0 in the division, you go 7-3 with two wins against the Rams, one win against the Seahawks, one win already against the Cardinals. Dude, like, not that I want to push the trade deadline back, but like, we talk about the night. You're 6-3. You are a contender, period. But, man, you go beat the Rams again and sweep them this season?
I think it says a lot, though, John, right? Like, I mean, that's why I said earlier. I mean, that's why I said this is the most important game, because you have an opportunity to win in your division, sweep the league's leader in the division. The Rams are first place, right? So you're switching that up now, right?
And then right now, technically, Seattle is first place.
Oh, Seattle's first. All right. So, At the end of the day, don't they have the same record, Seattle?
They have the same record, but Seattle is 1-1 in the division, and the Rams are 0-1. They don't have a division win.
So, we beat them, right? So, again, this is the team. This is that the Rams are the team that everybody feels like is the favorites to win a division. So, that's why if I'm Kyle Shanahan, you thought y'all saw some tricks for kids on Sunday. Wait to this game. This is going to be one of those he ran one, he caught one, and he threw one type of games. This is going to be one of those Juwan Jennings to Christian McCaffrey type of games. It's going to be one of those Mac Jones catching his first touchdown pass type of games. This is going to be one of those, yes.
Trent Williams?
Trent freaking Williams!
Man. It's been 3 years, Wade.
It's time. I'm trying to tell you, this is one of those games, because this is one of those games where Kyle Shanahan is going to smack that ass all over the floor. I could feel it because I don't think Kyle liked how last season it didn't end well. We didn't beat them. They swept us. And that's not a Kyle Shanahan characteristic. Now, it also says a lot when you beat a team that's supposed to be powerhouse with you know, not a full-fledged team. Talk about power ranking shifting that week. Yeah, they'll be ringing through the roof after that week.
I love it. Look at Frankie. Appreciate Frank! You, brother.
Appreciate
nice
you,
meet
man.
Mr. Breezy. Dude, it was so cool. Like, one of my favorite things at the events, like, I'm a madman. I'm running around like crazy. But whenever I see, like, other people link up, it's just like, yeah. Like, we created a space for, like, dude, I don't think a lot of, like, people get to meet content creators or podcasters, whatever the hell you want to call us. Like, I don't know. It's just cool. And so, like, it was pretty cool to just kind of sit back and see Wayne interact with everybody, man. It was
fun. I was like, I was running from here. Then I had to go here. Like, I felt like I ran a Kyle Shanahan 50-50 sideline to sideline. Yep. Like, it was just, I wasn't out of breath neither. I popped, I got a piece of pizza. I kept it moving. And then I went there. I got another piece, kept it moving. And
I go, Wayne goes, give me a pizza. I was like, what kind do you want? He goes, don't care.
It doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter. Had the hot honey pizza with the, like, listen, it was beautiful. That was great tailgate food both weeks that I attended the Rush road trip. Great tailgate food.
Dude. Oh, yeah. 1,000%. No. We had wings, pizza. We had our own pizza oven there.
We had a pizza truck. Right.
Yeah. Bagels, hot dogs, ribs. Like, man, we freaking went off the
charts. I know why I was bouncing around.
Oh, yeah. Why?
The cup of coffee, that was the strongest cup of coffee that I've ever had in my life. You know, yeah, the coffee's strong, yeah, when you smell it outside of the canister.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I couldn't figure out why I was so bouncy like Tigger. Now I got it. I had one cup. That's all I needed. It was good for the day.
Shout out to my man, Mike. He says, John, you made my son super happy. He can't stop talking about it. I think Mike, though, was the one that won the Debo autographed jersey when we were doing the hype thing for the kiddo. I think that's, I don't want to assume incorrectly, but dude, that was the cool thing about Saturday is we had like 30, 40 kids there, man.
We gave
everything we had away to those little boogers.
Kids of the future, man. We need the kids. Word on the street, though, John, is that the Jets are asking for a second round pick. Four.
Unless it's Quinn Williams.
Yeah, I see you shaking the head. He's like, heck no. They asked for a second round pick for Jermaine Johnson.
No. I would do a third. I would do a third and a future sixth. I'd do it a second for Jermaine Johnson.
I'm not.
I like Jermaine
Johnson. That dude got one sack. You could like him all you want. I don't think the production is there. He gives me Chase Young vibes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, just because the Colts overpaid doesn't mean we're overpaying.
Now, that would be overpaying. Now, see, that's the assignment you guys got from us today. Like, look, we put the player. Now, if it's a Quinnen Williams, we talking transcending. We're talking a guy that hogs up, soaks up double teams. You want your linebackers to continue to play downhill. I think you just – and so that my theory is to fix the front. My theory is to reinsure the front. Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, reinforce it. That way, I think – you don't have to make the moves in the secondary, but I still think we need that safety. I'm not sold on our guys, bro. Not coverage wise.
Not there.
And
now,
they even benched Mark, not bench, but they inactivated Siegel, so I think he's done for the year.
That's insane to me.
I know.
Insane to me.
Jair Brown played well, though.
He did play well. He gave up a touchdown on that missed tackle, but that's okay. Like, he played well enough to win.
Yeah.
And now the Texas game, he did not. But this game.
No, right.
Yeah. Right here, Filthy Casual. Should the Niners trade for Kayvon Thibodeau? Didn't look great. I would trade for Kayvon Thibodeau because he's got 2 years. He's 25 years old.
That's
he
the future
fits
guy.
What you do. I would do a third round pick for Kayvon Thibodeau.
Would
right?
you
and
do
more.
A third round for Kayvon?
I would.
I don't know. I don't know if I would do a third. I feel like he's fourth round max, but you might have to go a third for him because you know you're going to get because of the value that he has left on his deal, right? The rookie deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, younger, cheaper. Upside. He's a pass rusher. He can do that.
I think he would fit here. He might not fit with the Giants, but I think he would fit well.
He's a weird cat. But he's a weird cat. I will say that. He's a weird cat, but not a bad dude. Just a little
weird cat.
That's okay. I like weird. I'm weird.
Yeah.
I'm weird. Now, right here, as we wrap this show up, Wayne, and this is what we're going to leave everybody with. I got to go pick up the kiddo.
Me too.
What's the percentage? I want you to give me a percentage. We are at 10:48 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We got time.
That the Niners make a trade. Give me a percentage.
73% that the Niners are going to make a trade. Now, you didn't tell me for who or for what. Yeah.
I agree.
But they're going to add somebody.
Ooh.
They already did. They added Keon White. James says 49. 31. You guys have no faith. I love it.
I'm below 50%.
That's fine. Your faith sucks.
Yeah. Well, look at the hat. I'm full of faith. Full of faith. I'm full of faith that the Niners stay true to the younger, cheaper.
I'm
if
with
they
Logan.
Don't get a value trade, then I don't think that
I'm
they
with Logan it. And Filthy Casual Fan.
I want to trade.
Yeah. Damn, Chris. Wow. Really?
90%.
God. I mean, 90% she might as well just
time,
went with the
it works 100% of the time.
You 90% of the time it works 100% of the time.
Yep. Oh man. I hope we get it done. Wayne, I just want to say thank you.
Man.
This is awesome. I'm excited. No matter what the Niners do, we're still going to be here bringing you content. Wayne, talk to us about this week, where we can catch your next show, where we can subscribe, how we can support, because what you do for the community is second to none, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Listen, it's just super simple. It's my name, The Wayne Breezy. I know it doesn't have 49ers in it. I couldn't figure out how to put 49ers in my name so that people would know that that's what I represent, who I represent. But it's Breezy, Wayne Breezy. I should change it to It's Breezy. But now I'm not changing anything at this point. I'm old. And just follow me, man, everywhere. Got plenty of shows this week. Got fantasy football show tonight with Peachy.
Can't wait. What time's that at?
That's going to be at 9 p.m. That's going to be live. So if you got fantasy football questions.
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Eastern,
6
p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for that. Keep forgetting that you guys are on the West Coast. And so, man, it's fun because we get up there, we recap stuff, we give you our boom or bust players of the week, and then you guys just ask all kinds of fantasy football questions. And it's going to be a really cool, interesting show tonight because of all the trades that are going down, right? Like, so this is what's going to make it interesting. And then there's all 49ers content for the remainder of the week, so... You know, I'm excited. And then John better be back Friday for game plan. About time. He ain't traveling.
Oh, it's the first time in a long time.
But John doesn't go. Yeah. First time in a long time. Can't wait.
I don't want to be on planes for a long time.
This has got to be a make sure you really dig into your coaching film, John, for this one, because this is a must win game.
The cool thing is, like, we know a lot about. You know, these guys. So,
but both of them will have tricks up their sleeves. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
fun,
two
man.
Peas in a pod, just like John and I.
That's right, man. Wayne, take us out of here, my friend. So, no trade as of the ending of this show. And we'll keep you guys up to date on all things Niners as we go forward. Wayne, take us out.
Oscar, I just wanted to say that looks like my password that I would forget after I use it once.
How you gonna put it back up there?
Oh my gosh. I'll be like, yo, what is my password? I just changed it and I can't remember it because it's one of the letters and characters off. Anyway, faithful, it is good to be 6-3, right? You guys should be happy. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. And we're on the road to being 7-3 as we return home to face the Rams. The Rams are coming into town, and it's always a good time to whip up on some of the lamb, baby. And I ain't talking CD. It's your boy Breezy, John Chapman, 49ers Rush. Let's get it. We'll see you guys on Friday. Peace out.
I hit the button.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.